Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk post-Thanksgiving. Here we go. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. You know, there's always a key to a show. Here's the key to the show. We're clueless. How about that? We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one Baby Ruth bar. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Devotional diamonds of the day. I only have 4 extra days worth. Don't worry. It's not too many. It's about 30 of them. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. I don't know, folks. Between Wednesday night and Monday afternoon, do you think there was anything nutty that went on in my life? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why not? We're kind of cheap and
$3.50.
We don't want to pay $3.50. That's the bottom line. Humor that will force you to think, he's still on the air, that Spoon guy? He's still on the radio? Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, we do have a daily double. Now, this first one, RoboPaul, a little tough. I haven't quite figured this one out, so you have to tell me which is which, because I don't know the answer to this. Are zebras black with white stripes, or are they white with black stripes? I can't figure it out. Do you know? And then here's the other thing. What's black and white and red all over? A sunburned zebra. Okay, there you go. Or a newspaper. Either way. Also, number two, why do we have to click the start button to exit Microsoft Windows? How does that make sense, folks?
I click on the start button.
What? I'm trying to exit.
Click on the start button.
What? Bible trivia for cool, yet somehow crummy prizes simultaneously. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Can you find a way to scan for life forms?
I would be happy to, sir. I just love scanning for life forms. Life forms. You tiny little life forms. You precious little life forms. Where are you?
What a classic sound clip that was. Little life forms. Tiny little life forms. I love it. Oh, yeah. We're doing that thing. We're living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Dude and dudette, you got the wrong show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM. In San Diego, California, and we're coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges. challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by E. Cola, Termite and Pest Control, and our very good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Okay. So anyway, Sue's son actually suffered an asthmatic kind of response, had chronic asthmatic symptoms from chemicals in the house. Gets in the business. She's like, going to do this right. Going to make this right. E. Cola uses microwave electrogun patented E. Cola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out, without the embarrassment of tenting. It's $100 off any termite work. Plus, they're still running until I'm told otherwise. $50 off any initial pest control. You call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to ecolatermite.com. Go online, get the information that way. Keep in mind, they've been in business for 30 plus years. It's amazing. Sue has her own show here on KPRZ Saturdays, 4 p.m., an inspirational show. But if you're looking for $100 off termite work or $50 off any initial pest control, give a call, 800-332-BUGS, and say hello to Sue. And if you get to be one of the first 10 callers, you might get a lollipop. Maybe. Okay. A couple things we got to cover. There's so much stuff going on, and I'm almost at a loss as to tell you how to start to try and recap the last 4 days. It's almost impossible to do because once you have Wednesday night, then you got Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and you come to Monday, then I've got to try and tell you in like one day, in one segment, what's happened in the last like 4.5, 5 days. Very tough to do if you're not aware of that. So before I tell you exactly what happened, because it's incredible the different things that took place, again, personal insanities ruling the day. Before I do that, I got to tell you this story. There's a story that broke on out in the UK that has to do with our secret launch code pass identity numbers thingies. The United States has had a secret launch code for 20 years, since from 1962 to almost 1982, there was a sequence of launch codes. You want to know what the launch codes were for 20 years? It's no longer this. This is not the case. Now they're using encrypted codes. But for 20 years, do you want to know what the code was? You want to? No, there was a code. You got to put in like numbers or letters or whatever the case may be. It's an 8-digit code. Are you ready? This is what kept us safe for 20 years. Are you ready? I want you to feel ready, and I want you to feel comfortable as though you're being taken care of. Here it is. Here's the code for 20 years. Ready? 0000000. For 20 years, the 8-digit code that kept
the... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage.
Great sound clip. Here's the deal. It's an 8-numerical code. And for 20 years, starting with John Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, right? For 20 years, this was our code. 0000000. Hey, now, I'm not saying that that's a bad code. Pretty close to my voicemail that I use right now. But usually it's like 1111 because you have to have four numbers and then you hit the little pound thing, whatever. I mean, most everybody's. Now, mine's not that anymore. Haha. But anyway, the bottom line is for 20 years, the code. Now, here's my thinking in this process. Maybe a step up would have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's possible. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. But here's the deal on this story. The story broke, and there's a ton of controversy. Now, you don't typically get a story like this. So this is not Republican. This is not Democrat. This is humanity running humanity, and the best thereof, by the way. Because from 62 to 82, who was ruling? Who was reigning? Come on. Come on. It was us in Russia, but we were beating them. Come on, tell the truth, right? I mean, we were winning. I mean, that's everybody knows they were going down, we were going up. Now we're not going up so much. But that's not the point. The point is at the height of this, here's our code. 0000000. Are you not thankful right now that the Lord did not allow anybody to break in and take our codes and go, what do you think it is? Well, I don't know what it is. Do you have an algorithm to break the code? No. What do you think it might be? Could it be a birth date? No. I got an idea. Let's start with the zeros and go all the way up to the nines and see if it's possible. Here we go. 0000000. Ding! You have access to all nuclear power. What? I thank the Lord. Now, here's the controversy, by the way. Here's the controversy. People have said this. They've actually come out and said this. This report cannot be true. Do you want to know why they said that? Robopaul, why do you think they said it cannot be true? Why? Why do you think that is? Just take a
Because shot. I would like to think that our government was smarter than that, but I...
That is
I doubt that.
You are exactly correct. The people have come out and said there's no possible way that this code could be an accurate nuclear launch set of codes 0000000 because it's too stupid. Now, we're not talking about spending $349 for a toilet seat or $195 for a hammer. For a hammer? Okay, forget that. We're talking about the nuke codes. And we're talking about if somebody broke in, and what would be the first... Now, let's... I mean, I will give you the benefit of the doubt. It's possible somebody could have broken in and said, let's do it this way. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. But eventually, after 10 tries, they're getting to zero. So it's like, wait, this is not a great code. I mean, at least they could have done July 4th. Right? 1776 or something like that. They could have done something along those lines. But nope, we went 0000000 and everybody feels safe. Do you feel safe?
You know, actually, it's not that bad of a code because nobody ever broke it.
Well, you want to know why nobody ever broke it?
Because they never tried.
They probably thought it's unbreakable. Apparently, they didn't recognize the possibilities there. And here's the great news about this. The reason that I believe this story is true is because we are people. That's exactly why. And you think, oh, there's no way. It's just not possible. Really? I'll tell you what. Let's take a brief review of history just over the last 100 years. And then when we're done with that, tell me if it's possible. Oh, it's possible. Zero. What do you think of that? 0000. Does that make you feel safe and secure knowing your government's got top-notch codes breaking all over the place? Top-notch code. You know what the new code might be? 1111111. That's not good.
I hope it's not. I hope it's safe.
I mean, it's praise the Lord, everything kept safe. But that's not the point. The point is that if this is even remotely possibly true, it's probably true. So I believe it. So, yeah, deal with that. Okay, let's talk about a couple history things. Then we come back. I'm going to tell you about my Thanksgiving. A Thanksgiving not to be forgotten or remembered. But I'll be doing both of those in a little bit. This day, December 2nd in 1804, a very short Napoleon Bonaparte was crowned Emperor of France in Paris by Pope Pius VII. And here's my comment to that. So much for no religion and politics connection. I'm sorry, we can't get involved in politics. We're religious. Uh-oh. Don't tell them that in 1804. In 1942, the first controlled nuclear chain reaction was demonstrated in the University of Chicago, apparently after somebody had a hot dog. One of the Windy City things. Get it? Okay, also, 1970, gotta be fast, the Environmental Protection Agency was established. And to this comment, I was going to say this. I was going to write you a letter, but I don't know how to spell. I haven't figured that out yet. 1982, Barney B. Clark became the first person to receive an artificial heart in a transplant operation. 1982 in one day, all the liberal extreme Democrats and freakazoid secular progressives and atheists also received artificial hearts since they don't have human hearts. Makes sense to me. And then in 2001, Enron Corporation under CEO Kenneth Lay filed for bankruptcy. Now, here's a real good. Let's see if you can figure this out. This is just for the astute. It's almost like a 666. Let him who has wisdom understand. Here it is. Ready? What do a frying pan, Sterno, and Moby Dick, the novel, have in common? What do a frying pan, Sterno, and Moby Dick, the novel, have in common? What do you think?
I don't know.
They're just like Ken Lay filing for bankruptcy in Enron. It's called Cooking the Books. Frying pan, Sterno, a copy of Moby Dick. You put Moby Dick in the frying pan, put it over the Sterno, you're cooking the books. That's the same thing. You got to be fast on this show. There's no time for what? What? We don't do that. We don't go, what? Well, we do it, but we don't mean it. That's how we differentiate. Last but not least, today is National Fritters Day. What's a fritter?
Is it? It's like a little pastry kind of thing.
Okay. It's National Fritters Day. By the way, on this day as well, The Adventures of Charlie Chan was first heard. You know who Charlie Chan is? Do you have any idea who I'm talking about?
I know who Jackie Chan is.
No. Everybody in the audience who listens to Robo Paul and loves him because he's part of the show and but knows what I'm talking about with Charlie Chan, here's what I have to say. Listen here, son number one. See, if you know what that meant, you get it all. Additionally, this was the first time the Model A was unveiled in New York City. And then here's the last thing I got to tell you, and then I got to go. In 1959, Behind the Great Wall, a truly stinky motion picture, first theater ever to pipe into the ceiling vents, smells called Aromarama. To have smells that go with a movie, let's just sufficient to say that stunk really bad. It didn't catch on. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, the Thanksgiving that was, that is, and that is to be.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I've experienced the best and the worst in caregiving. Hi, I'm Portia Vogt, president of Golden Care. When my Aunt Alice got older and needed help caring for herself, I saw how critical it is to choose the right caregiver. It's about integrity and relationships. That's why I started Golden Care. Because seniors in San Diego County should have the chance to live safe, healthy lives in their own homes whenever possible. If the senior you love needs help managing their life, call Golden Care. We offer affordable, concierge-quality caregivers. Whether it's 24-hour care or just a few hours a day, our caregivers are accountable. Call Golden Care today for your free assessment.
Golden Care offers light housekeeping, meal prep and cooking, feed and care of pets, dressing, grooming, home organization. Compassionate, dependable, accountable. Call 760-828-5201. Serving all of San Diego County. 760-828-5201 or online at getgoldencare.com.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning and a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans. And patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet.
If you're a fan of Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney in the movie White Christmas, now you can see it live. San Diego Musical Theater's production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas at the Birch North Park Theater in San Diego, Thursday, December 12th through Sunday, December 22nd.
Sisters, sisters.
The stage adaptation tells the story of two showbiz buddies who stage a winter show in a picturesque Vermont inn and find their perfect mates in the bargain.
You'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Irving Berlin's White Christmas is a merry and bright Broadway experience full of dancing, laughter, and some of the greatest songs ever written. For generations, families have enjoyed the uplifting and beloved songs of White Christmas. Get tickets and information online at sandiegomusicaltheater.com or call 858-560-5740. That's 858-560-5740.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
North County Ford has extended their special Black Friday deals through this week only. For great rebates, services, and doorbuster deals with huge savings, go online to northcountyford.com or visit North County Ford in Vista today. North County Ford, you can count on them.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
You hate, you won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our very good friend, Brian Holland. Here's the bottom line. I could read this stuff all day long, blah, 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 blah. Here's the bottom line, okay? The techs that they use at Zero Res, they're great. Okay, they're great. They know what they're doing. The fact that we use them at our house, we're completely satisfied. Very good information to know. The fact that we use them at KPRZ, very good to know. The fact that we use them at KCBQ, very good to know. $99 special for two rooms. Plus, if you donate a can of food to the local food bank, they'll give you a 10-foot hallway for free, just for doing the donation. Plus, you get the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. You know, they use this Zero Res uses that scientifically proven empowered water. Robo producer and I have decided we're going to come up with, and I talked to Cameron about this, we're going to come up with a superhero that has to do with their empowered water. Because it's empowered water. You got to figure out how to do that. But anyway, the bottom line is if you call them at 858-486-4100, that's 858-486-4100, and you get something set up, you will have the best company possible. Not wet and jet. But a company committed to making sure you're happy with what you get. ZeroResSanDiego.com is the website. 858-486-4100. You can absolutely count on Zero Res. Okay. So we did our first segment. We talked about, for scripting purposes, Robo, we talked about the fact that the code for the nuclear device that we had for our country for 20 years, the code was, in fact, 000000. Zero, zero. And we were commenting how original and safe that code was. Anyway, so after we finished talking about that and talked a little about history, I decided to open up this second segment with a little bit of Thanksgiving information. And I'm not going to give you a traditional Thanksgiving summary. I'm just going to tell you what happened. Okay? Okay. Here's the first thing that happened. Notice how I come on this show sometimes and I make fun of the dog. I make fun of my dog because he'll go out on the balcony and he'll come back in from the balcony, and for whatever unknown reason in the universe, he will smack right into the glass instead of seeing the glass, and then he gets up, looks at the glass, and then he goes the other way.
Well, dog needs LASIK.
You know, I'm not going to comment in that direction, but let me tell you what happened to me. Then the next day, what happened to the wife? So list. We think that it is simply the dog that needs some kind of help. Here's what happened. I was turning off the lights on the porch. We're going to talk about Christmas lights in a little bit. I was turning off the lights on the porch. What? Who put that screen there? I go to put off the lights on the porch. I put my head down because the outlet is only 3 inches off the balcony. And I go to put my head down, and then I bounce back like a trampoline. And then I'm sitting there going, what just happened? Just like the dog, only the dog, apparently smarter than me, figures it out right away and then goes in the other side. I'm just sitting there looking at it going, oh, apparently there's a screen door there. Missed that one, darn. And then the wife does something exceedingly similar like the next day. So now I'm starting to think I can't blame the dog for this, because now the dog has done it, I've done it, and the wife has done it. So now I'm sitting there thinking, our family needs prayer, man. We need some help. When you're bending down to pull an outlet out or put an outlet in, and then you're not seeing that there's a screen door there, and your head is bouncing off it like a trampoline, there's something wrong.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Missed it by that much.
That's a little get smart. Apparently, I wasn't getting smart. I was getting dumb because I went right into it. So I don't know what to say about that. I did come up with a new saying, though, that came out of this whole thing. Right after that, I was watching Star Trek. Listen to this line. Tell me if you like this line. This is the new line. You know how people say stuff and you want to say be quiet? You're not allowed to say shut down, which is the opposite of what you want to say. But you say be quiet, right? And you want to say it in a bunch of ways. I have a new way to say it that's totally okay. You ready? So somebody's like, blah, 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 blah. Like sometimes we do on this show. Blah, 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 blah. Then you say this. This is from Star Trek. Disengage your vocal subroutines. Disengage your vocal.
That's awesome.
Is that great? That's a nice way of telling the person. www.zipit.com. It's a nice way to disengage your vocal subroutines. Now, everybody's got to learn that. So instead of saying nasty, mean things like because you can't say shut up to somebody. That's rude. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's your dog and he's got like corks in his ears or something, and then he's not paying attention. But when you're talking to people, you don't want to say that. That's not polite. So just say disengage your vocal subroutines. Isn't that great? I love that line. That's our new line. Anyway, did I talk about Thanksgiving yet? I haven't discussed that yet. Okay. We broke tradition, my friend. We have our tradition. Our tradition was the wife and I alone. We don't answer the emails. We don't pick up the phone. We don't talk to anybody. We don't Skype. We don't do anything. She cooks all day at her leisure, and then I watch football. So we broke our tradition, and we really felt like the Lord wanted us to kind of do this. And we broke our tradition, and we had
tennis.
No. Yeah, right. That's what I did. I watched tennis from the Tennis Classic channel, and it was Ely Nastasi against John McEnroe before you were born. That's what, you're killing me. Anyway, so we had family over. We had her family over. Mom and dad came over. And you know what? It was great. It was really enjoyable. No drama, which is the best part about a nice Thanksgiving is no drama. Like no drama, you know, whatever. I mean, people have all those rhymes. No drama, Dalai Lama, whatever. Doesn't matter. So the bottom line is, it was great. Then guess
what
happened?
Dalai Lama at Thanksgiving?
No drama, Dalai Lama. So you don't have any. Okay. So guess what happened after we broke that tradition? The Lions won. They won in football. They killed Green Bay. 40-10. Actually, the first half was an interesting game because it was the Detroit playing terrible and Green Bay playing great. Then Detroit showed up, unlike the Chargers, and then just wiped them.
It was kind of funny. I was actually watching the game at my uncle's house during my Thanksgiving, and I was like, oh, I should maybe call David. Oh, it's not going to matter. He's not going to answer the phone anyway.
Right. Well, that probably still would have been true, I must confess to you. I did text, you know, a lot of people to say that, but I did thought that was pretty interesting that we broke tradition and the Lions broke tradition. So now somebody asked me, was that a worthwhile, did you break tradition, then the Lions win? I'll have my family over every single Thanksgiving for the next 500 years if it means the Lions will win every time Thursday we're playing. Sure, of course. But how can you? No. They were great.
Small sacrifice.
There was no drama. It was very nice. It was super easy. Everybody was casual, relaxed. You know, we didn't gossip about anybody else in the family. We didn't have to. We all just met the week before. So we didn't have to do it then. So we just talked about life and directions, and we talked about the radio show, and we talked about business and just different things. It was nice. It was really nice. And then Noelle, she doesn't think she's a good cook. She's really a good cook. You don't put on this kind of weight and have this kind of figure if your wife's not a good cook. Let's just say that. You know, with her, it's the seafood diet. You know what that is?
I do indeed.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, you want a seafood?
Yeah.
Then I can't show you. I'm not eating.
Okay, but if I see food, then I eat it. See, that's the seafood diet. So the problem there was she cooked a really good, you know, 15-pound bird for four people. So we did eat it for the next 3 days.
Now the hard-hitting questions. What is your favorite part of the turkey?
Ooh, skin.
Mine's the wing.
Is
it
really?
Eat the marrow out of the wing tip and everything.
Oh, I like the skin. You know what? It's terrible, but I love that. And my dad was like going, hey, yeah, there's a lot of calories in there. I'm like, hey, this is negative calorie day.
I actually thought about that as I was eating. Like, you know what? It doesn't matter because I'm not going to gain any weight.
That's right.
Thanks, David.
No problem. When we come back, we're going to talk about a spiritual connection to a non-spiritual movie. That also was a part of our Thanksgiving. You think, well, how does that have to do with anything? Believe me, when you hear the connection, you'll get the understanding of the spiritual. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I'm not going to be able to disengage my vocal subroutines, but I'll try.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kick your relatives off the couch this holiday season and over to Omni La Costa Resort and Spa. Enjoy redesigned rooms, holiday activities, and more with Omni La Costa Resort and Spa's Kick 'em Off the Couch rates from $199. Visit lacosta.com/couch for details.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want
want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
I was watching the news. Turns out home burglaries skyrocket after Black Friday. It got me thinking. I'm traveling a lot for work, so what if that happened to my house? Worse yet, what if my family were home? My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I looked into home security. I checked all my options, and the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but their video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Vivint's amazing once-a-year Black Friday deal is happening now through Monday. Get up to $1,300 in security cameras and equipment on us. Plus, get installation and your first month of protection totally free. Call 1-800-908-3682. That's 800-908-3682. 800-908-3682.
Restrictions apply. Up to 60-month agreement. Service not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for details and license information.
So, you have relatives coming to your home for the holidays, and you still have last year's stains on your carpet. How embarrassing. Why haven't you called Zero Res? They're the most advanced method in cleaning, and at today's price, a holiday giveaway. You can't afford not to make your house smell so fresh and clean. It's easy. Call or book online. Zero Res uses empowered alkaline water instead of nasty soap to clean and sanitize your home. In fact, the water is so green, you can drink it, and I have. Their patented alkaline water cleans better. No one else has it, but nothing but the best for your family, of course, right? So much to do for the holidays. Leave the tough cleaning to Zero Res. Your carpet and area rugs will feel soft, smell fresh, and the tile will look bright again. Call Zero Res today. Get 2 rooms cleaned and sanitized for a measly $99. $99 and get a free haul with a food donation. Call 858-486-4100 by this Friday. 858-486-4100 or book online at Zero Res San Diego for the $99 special. Zero Res.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Robo producer playing that for, we were talking about dreidels and the off hours. People don't understand that when the show's not happening, ladies and gentlemen, the show's still happening. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. And big props from people just like you and I. Now, the deal with Excalibur Roofing, I got to say, this is one of the better parts. One, of course, they approach every situation like it's unique. Two, when they're doing a job, they believe they're doing it as unto the Lord. And that's important. Number three, new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. They got it covered no matter what you're going to do. Get it covered. Roofing covered. Got you covered. Okay. Call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Eric is going to be in studio this Friday. Wasn't able to make last Friday because he was busy, work, family, so on and so forth. Whatever. I'm going to put him on the spot. Find out. But he was actually supposed to come in, I think, Wednesday, but he's going to come in this Friday instead. 760-743-8803, excaliberroofing.com, place to get the information. Also, all their estimates are free, so keep that in mind. All right, continuing with our follow-up to Thanksgiving. You know what I'm calling this? The post-Thanksgiving Thanksgiving show.
You're going to be amazed at the sound clips pulled up on the fly.
Yes, because I haven't told you the movie.
I know you have not.
I know. So family came over, and there's a couple things to tell you, not the least of which is family came over, and we decided to watch a movie. The wife has been looking to see this one particular movie for a long time, although I'm not sure why. Other than it is true, my wife, she loves cartoons. I mean, I don't know if it's like everybody loves cartoons, but she loves the cartoons, like any adulty. you know, I'm not, you know, well, she likes the older ones too, but she likes the newer.
Is she a SpongeBob fan?
No, she's a, but she loves like, you know, Aladdin kind of cartoon, you know, like anything like that. Finding Nemo. She loves Finding Nemo. Oh, I love Finding Nemo. Oh,
you know, they're coming out with a new Finding Nemo movie.
Did they lose him again?
No, Finding Dory.
Oh, did they lose her? Okay.
Apparently.
Okay. Well, that, I don't have much to say on that one. But so, they, you know, all those kind of movies she likes. Shrek, she likes those. That's an ogre, Dave. It's a cartoon, people. Get over
it's
it. Get
fake.
Over it. And what, not only that, but we did this thing with Focus on the Family. A couple people were like, it's like, okay, come on. Really? I'm sitting there thinking Jesus is going to go, oh, no, an ogre. Okay, right. Anyway, so in lieu of that, we watched the second film of Monsters, Monster University, with Billy Crystal, okay, good Jewish boy, and I think it's John Goodman is the other guy that plays the other kind of thingy. So we watched Monster University, entertaining, you know, it was cute. You know, it wasn't, you know, like, oh, wow, you got to see this. It wasn't like that or anything like that. But we're watching Monster University, and that's, you know, it's, you know, and here's the thing. You'd never think out of a movie like that that you're going to get something spiritual. You'd never, like, that's not, we're not getting spiritual. It's Monster University. Guess what? Have you seen this movie, by the way? Have you had a chance to see Monster University? No? Hey, here's the deal. You remember Mikey in the original movie? He's the big green thing with one eye. Anyway, Mikey didn't want to be a support staff person. He wanted to be a headliner. And that was the whole movie. The whole movie was about this little monster wanting to be a headliner. Now you're thinking, okay, Dave, where are you going with this? He didn't want to be one of the support people. He wanted to be one of the main characters that makes the kids scream or whatever.
It ain't easy being banished. Yeah, take my buddy Bigfoot. When he was banished, he fashioned an enormous diaper out of poison ivy. Wore it on his head like a tiara. Called himself King Itchy.
Okay. Wow. That was actually a very, very good clip, though. Very funny. So in Monster University, now if you remember, do you remember Mikey? Remember Mikey and then the big gorilla-y guy?
Yep.
Okay. So the bottom line is this. The whole movie, the whole hour and 13 minutes that I will never get back, the whole movie, Mikey's trying to be a headliner. And you know what dawned on me? That is what all of us do. But no, 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 just listen. No, we don't try and make little kids scream. We all want to be headliners. Everybody has this desire, unspoken as it is, to be a headliner, to be kind of at the front. To like if you were in a rock band, you want to be on stage. You don't want to be the roadie. Okay? You want to be up front being a headliner. Let me tell you something that is an important part of Christianity that a lot of us fail to recognize. Do you know how many headliners are in Christianity? People are like, oh, the apostles, Paul, you know, Calvin, Luther, all these different, all this. Wrong. You know how many headliners there are? One. One star, right? One. That no flesh should glory in his presence. None. 1 Corinthians 1:29. No flesh should glory in his presence. You know how many stars there are? One. You know how many stars there are in the church? One. You know how many stars there are in heaven? One. And here's the problem. We all want to be headliners because of pride and arrogance. And really, if you think about it, guess what happened in the garden? You want to, Dave? You're talking about the garden of Eden, and you're talking about that with Monsters University? Yes. What's the connection, Dave? Here's the connection. When Satan tempted Eve, you know what he said? Eat this fruit. Eat it. People are like, it's an apple. It's a pomegranate. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's baklava. It doesn't matter. Eat this. Eat this thing. You know what he said? You'll not only are you going to be smart. Oh, you're going to be smart. Oy. You're going to be intelligent. You're going to be brilliant. You're going to be like God.
I'm on the cover of a magazine.
Get it? That's the thing right there. It's almost like, remember the old, the Rolling Stones, as long as they got on the cover of the Rolling Stones, the whatever that musical band was, on the cover of the Rolling Stones. I mean, that's all they wanted to do is be on the cover. They just want to be famous. They just want to be acknowledged. Well, when Eve was in the garden, you know what Satan said? You'll be like God. You'll be just like God. You'll be like, you know, main person. Wow. You'll be the headliner. Mikey wanted to be a headliner. You know what? Every person who names the name of Jesus Christ is a support staff person, period. There is one shepherd and one bishop of our soul. There is one true pastor. There is one door. There's one Messiah. There's one way. One, 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 one. I don't gotta stretch it out. As cute as the movie was, it made an excellent point that Mikey, seeking to be a headliner, could not find his fulfillment, could not find his place. Guess what? For people that are seeking to be headliners instead of just support staff for the one true Christ, the one Messiah, for anybody who's trying to share the glory, that reminds me of John and James. They're like, can we sit next to you when we're up there? It's like, dudes. When you've done everything you're supposed to do for God, everything, you know what Jesus said? Then say you are unworthy servants. Oh, ow. But you don't understand what I've done. You didn't go to the cross for the sins of mankind. You haven't done enough. It doesn't matter. You'll never do enough. That's why we have grace. One superstar. You can't be a headliner in the kingdom of God. The way to do the best you can in the kingdom of God is to serve with the most sincere heart you can, recognizing we are all support staff in the kingdom. Isn't that cool? Don't you think that's a cool motive? I think that's a cool understanding. Hey, you know what? God has chosen you. You're so fortunate. You're so graced. You're so blessed that he chose you. Awesome. But you're still support staff. You'll always be support staff. And at any point in your life, if you think you're better than support staff, you're off. You know what we do on this stuff on radio, do stuff on TV? Hey, we're filling a position. We're doing what the Lord set before us. But you know what? Tomorrow, the Lord can say enough, and that's enough. Because we're support staff, right? Isn't that how you feel? Like, Noah, you feel like robo producer, you feel like, hey, I do what I'm supposed to do. The Lord sets it before me. I want to serve him.
You know, and if he tomorrow he says I need to go off and be a janitor somewhere, if that's what he tells me to do, then that's what I need to do.
You have two choices. You can do that or you can walk funny.
I don't want to walk funny.
I already look funny. What do I want to walk funny for? I don't need all funny. I need some normal somewhere.
Not this show.
Well, not on this show. So the bottom line is Monsters University might not be spiritually the wisest movie, but that the message is better than most movies, even some movies of faith. We're all support staff. Let's take our position. Let's do a good job. Let's honor the Lord in what we do. Let's serve with a sincere heart, recognizing one star in heaven and on earth. And our job is to enjoy him for all eternity. How cool is that? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, one more piece about Thanksgiving and the beginning of Christmas.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I'm S. Craig Perry, over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out, preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paid paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission, and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all, and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. Won't you help? Call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319. Learn more at genesisrecoverysandiego.com. 619-797-7319. Genesis Recovery San Diego. Setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Hi, this is Sister Tricia Cruz, president of Father Joe's Villages. Hear that? That's the sound of time running out on your chance to make a tax-deductible donation before the end of the year. Your donation is not only a great tax write-off, but an investment in the future of San Diego, from children and families to adults and veterans. We accept cash, stocks, gold, cars, and furniture. But the clock is ticking, so don't forget us. Donate at 1-888-FATHER-JOE or neighbor.org.
The Village Church Community Theater invites your family to celebrate Christmas and experience live theater. Don't miss the fully staged musical production of Frank Capra's masterpiece, It's a Wonderful Life, December 13th through the 15th. Adult admission is $15 for preferred seating, $10 for general seating. Friday evening, December 13th at 7:30, Saturday at 4 and 7:30, and Sunday at 2 p.m. The Village Church, 6225 Paseo Delicias in Rancho Santa Fe. Find details online at villagechurchcommunitytheater.org.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I should probably tell people how to get a hold of the show. All right, here's what you do. You concentrate really. Go to your telephone. Go to your telephone, your cell phone. By the way, did you know that the computer-wise, personal computer-wise, there's about 1.5 billion personal computers, laptops, so on and so forth. Do you know that there is over 3 billion cell phones? How's that? Does that tell you something right there?
1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
Now, if you're really good, you can look at your phone and speak to it. And, of course, if you're using Bluetooth, tell it to call the station and say hi. You can do that. Because if you don't have Bluetooth, speaking to your phone is going to be useless. Also, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Also, follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that, by the way. I do want to say this. I just got to inject this story because it's just too funny, but I'm gonna finish up with our stuff real quickly. But I do want to say Robert Gibbs from the former White House spokesman said this in a video. It's very funny. He said, sometimes the truth is the best way to go. Is that a great line? Here's a spokesman for the White House. Sometimes the truth is the best way to go. See, it's like sometimes the truth is the best way to go. Okay. All right. Moving on from that insanity to more spoon insanity or spoonanity. Here's what happened. I didn't tell you this. I got to tell you this. Okay. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You know what I did? I haven't done this in 2 years. You know what I did?
After you ate, I'm guessing you slept.
No, before I ate Thanksgiving. You know what I did? I got up, did my devotions, did all my stuff, did everything I had to do. I ran 5 miles on Thursday, 5 miles on Friday, and 5 miles on Saturday. You know what I did on Sunday? I cried like a baby because of the pain and the noises in my unknown places in my body. That's what happened. So I was like, I'm going to da 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 da, right? I've been whining. I've been whining ever since, I'm telling you. I decided I was going to run because why? I don't know why. I don't know why I did that. Yeah. You know what that song needs at the end of it? It needs somebody coming on going, oy vey, that hurts. Oy, oh, that's a pain. Oh, that's going to leave a mark. Ow. Yeah, that's what happened to me. But I will say, and I will brag about this. Can I brag about this one thing? Dave, you shouldn't brag. I know. All our Christmas lights are up. All our Christmas lights are up. No, we have more than one light. What, you got
Dave
one
has
light?
Three lights up.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. We have no money for presents, but we look like we're celebrating real good. We look like we're doing really good. You drive by a balcony, there's a star and all these lights and so on and so forth. It looks like, oh, they're doing it up for Christmas. You betcha. You know what we're paying for Christmas this year? The electric bill. That's what we're paying for because of all the lights. I will say that I'm a little disappointed in the San Diego Chargers. I thought they had a shot, and they did not play very good. And so I'm kind of at a loss there. I know you're probably not following that much because you're not a big football fan, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there was the Michigan-Ohio State game. That was one of the best games ever, even though Michigan lost. And then Alabama-Auburn, which was the most bizarre ending ever, which is kind of weird.
But I will say, though, that now that I have people that like certain teams, like I know you and you love the Lions, and Paul's a huge Charger fan, so I kind of try to pay attention to at least what's going on.
Okay, well, let me help you out. Forget all those. The Red Wings have won 4 in a row.
See, that's all that matters.
That's all that counts, folks. If you think something else counts, you're wrong. Here's something I learned, and we're going to exit with this. I found out something I didn't know. Did you know that you can write anything you want to anybody at any time through an email or a text and completely insult them without any reservation as long as at the very end you put LOL?
True. Enough.
So you could say that's just the worst things. You know, I think you could say something like, I'm overweight, but you're ugly and I can diet. And then you just put LOL.
Or JK.
Yeah, and it's just like that alleviates everything. It's like, really? So I'm working on that system right there. I'm going to be writing out letters to various people that I, think I should send Christmas cards to. Well, okay. Let me rephrase that. Maybe kind of Christmassy. I'm going to take a couple of scriptures and put them together, maybe out of context. You know, Judas hung himself, go and do likewise. You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. And when we come back, we got DDDs and stories. And that's enough Thanksgiving. It's time for Christmas. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, let's get into some teaching.
You may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.